Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. So live your life.
For joining us today at the 1 o'clock hour. As always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. And especially because the doctor is in. Dr. Michael McCutcheon is here. And if this is your first time listening to this segment, this is the segment where Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is an executive coach and he specializes in career achievement and life satisfaction, joins us to tackle topics like career, love, fitness, and family. And he also helps us make easy, free money on FanDuel and DraftKings. But he also happens to be my best friend of 15 years. And so we have a lot of fun in this segment. Welcome back. How's your week going, friend?
It's going great. It's so great to be here. I love that this happened on Thursday afternoon. It's such a little dangling carrot for me to just get to Thursday afternoon and Kristen and Jane will say some funny things and make you feel good. It was a wild Monday through Wednesday, but today's been great with you two on my calendar. So looking forward to it.
Well, a little bit of a throwback, because last week we discussed forks and which direction forks go in. So I think we had an update for you.
Oh, the great dishwasher debate.
Jane, I got to tell you something. You can ask Kristen. I just out of the blue texted her a few days ago. Tell Jane, thank you. We now put forks up in the dishwasher in our house and they are sparkling. They're gorgeous. So thank you very much. I love that. Like the advice on this list that we're going to go through from the Guardian, Kristen, specifically says, don't freak out about the dishwasher. And Jane and I took it the opposite direction and said, freak out about the dishwasher. It made us happier.
Or at least when it comes to forks. And of course, we were talking about the 100 ways to slightly improve your life without really trying. This is a list that was published by The Guardian on January 1st. And so we said, oh, we'll just read 5 per day. 2 weeks in a row now, we have not done it while Greg is here on Wednesday. So we've had 10 to go through with Mike on Thursday. And so we figured we might as well catch up and do it again. And so we are going to start with number 31. Which is ask questions and listen to the answers. Which I think as someone who now is paid to interview people, it's good to listen to what the answer is to the question that you asked.
It's a tougher skill than people realize to actually listen.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people ask questions because they want to say their answer to it, right? I'm only asking you so that I can give you advice, but I think like we can learn a lot about our friends and loved ones by actually listening to their answers. And I mean, I don't know about you all, but how often in life do you really feel like somebody's actually listening to you? Like, what a gift that is, right? To actually have somebody say, how are you doing? And you're like, actually, I just lost my job and I have the flu and I don't feel very good. Like, okay, I didn't just ask you that just so I could say, I'm doing great. I got a promotion and got engaged, right? You want to actually give people the gift of listening. So yeah, we all do that a little bit more, I think.
All right, number 32, connect with nature. Stand outside barefoot for a few minutes, even when it's cold. The cold thing, my brother's been trying to convince me to start taking cold showers.
Why?
Because it's supposed to be good for your circulation. It's supposed to be good for your energy levels and like all of this stuff as far as like adrenaline, and it gets you pumping. And so he's on this whole, I forgot who the person is that's telling him to do this. I'm not there yet, but I will say I was very, and granted our winter has not been that bad yet besides the week around Christmas, but why I was a little nervous because at our old place taking Cliff, like we could just put him outside because we had a fenced in yard. Mm-hmm. And now we do not have that, so we actually have to take him for a walk. And it's nice. I was a little nervous about how it was going to be in the winter, and even when it's cold. I mean, I'm not doing it barefoot.
Exactly. West,
but, I am spending more time outside, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate that for you. I'm not going to do it. I don't like this one. I don't like it. I'm being honest. No, I don't want to stand outside barefoot. I'll give you barefoot on a beach. Or I'll give you a sandal. I'm not walking outside barefoot. I don't like it. I don't want to do it.
But But you're not anti-outdoors. You're pro-nature.
Oh, no. It's pro, anti-nature. Yeah, no, I'm pro-nature for sure. Absolutely. I just get outside barefoot. And to your brother Ben's advice, I think, like, if you have a shower, like, when you clean yourself, nice hot water, soap, fine. And you can do, like, 15 to 30 seconds at the end for, like, the cold thing to give you energy or whatever. That's fine. But anything more than that feels a little...
He says 60 masochistic. Seconds.
That seems like an eternity, but yeah, he can walk outside barefoot and take a cold shower. I think this one's asking too much out of me.
There's 99 other things I can do on this list. All right. Speaking of which, number 33 is join your local library and use it. I like to go Milwaukee Public Library.
It's great.
It's great. Got to start using it more and stopping by. It also is just such a beautiful building. Are you a member at your local library in Denver?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm a member, but I've gone. Yeah, and it's nice. They have some nice ones here. I just think some are a little hit and miss. Some of them feel like a hangout. I like to go to places if I want to read or work that's actually quiet, you know? And sometimes I feel like people are hanging out in there, you know, or just kind of like milling around. They've got nowhere else to be. So I think you got to like join like one of your city's libraries. Maybe the one closest to you is not the best one. But yeah, I think if it's quiet, yeah, go. But otherwise, I don't know. I just feel like sometimes people are just talking and on their phones and stuff, and I'm easily distracted enough on my own. I don't need that, you know?
All right. Fair enough. All right. Number 34, similar to 31, go for a walk without your phone.
Yeah. You love this?
I mean,
I love it.
I try. Jane's a big proponent of this, of just not having earphones in, not listening to any music or podcasts, just being, listening to whatever is happening outside.
It's great.
It grounds you to nature. If you're always wearing headphones, if you're always listening to something, I think you're missing out on the birds and the squirrels and I don't know, whatever. I just think it's important to be where you are. And part of that is hearing what's going on around you.
100% agree. Don't you also just feel like, even in general, just like leaving your phone away from you for 30 minutes at all, right? It's so nice. We went to a movie this past weekend. We saw Avatar, actually, which is like more than 30 minutes. It's like 3 hours and 15 minutes long. And just like not having access to your phone, like it has to be off and away. It's such a relief, actually. It's so nice. So I'm with you, Jane. But no more phones on the walk.
All right. I feel like we can all get on board with number 35. Eat salted butter. Life's too short for unsalted. Down.
Yeah,
agree.
Thank you.
Agree.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Unsalted is really just for baking. Is that right? You're supposed to use that for baking?
If you want to control the salt in the recipe. Yeah.
Right.
Meh. All right. Meh. 36. Stretch in the morning and maybe in the evening.
We'll add this to the list of things that is a great idea that I never do. You know,
I actually started doing this.
You do it in the morning, right?
I do it in the morning. And it's replaced actually breaking a sweat and going to the gym after the show like I should. But at least in the morning, I have like a little yoga routine, like 20-minute routine that I stretch and I do it. And it's been the days that I do it versus the days that I don't, I can tell a difference. And it also feels like
me?
I did something.
That's great. Will you remind me? Text me when you're doing it because you're an hour ahead of me. Okay. So when you're doing it, text me and then I'll do it too. I want to try it too. That sounds like a really healthy thing. I'm glad you're doing that.
It's not like a full workout. It's just like, it's like cat, camel, maybe a little like yoga one, warrior one.
Hello, sun,
child's pose. But you know, it gets you like feeling, it's a reminder of how unflexible I actually am. All right, 37. If you're going less than a mile, walk or cycle, about half of cars' journeys are under 2 miles. Yet these create more pollution than longer journeys as the engine isn't warmed up yet. That feels like a hard one to do in the winter in Wisconsin.
It depends. If I will walk to our little local grocery store, which is maybe 20 minutes, you know, which isn't terrible. But yeah, when it's 20 degrees.
When it's 20 degrees. And it's also, I mean, this also, you have to live in a place that is walkable.
Yeah.
So many of the suburbs. I mean, even Milwaukee itself now, I think there's unless you live in like Tosa Village or because like even downtown, like I think we have a corner market that we can walk to.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like walking to the actual like Kroger's grocery store, certainly it's more than a mile walking there and back, but then you got to carry all that stuff there and back. If
you
like,
do you guys have bikes, you and Mike?
We have one bike that is very flat. That
we have to yeah.
All right, we got to get through these because we got three left and 2 minutes left before break. All right. Sleep with your phone in a different room and buy an alarm clock. I've been trying 100%. To do this, but
you got to do it.
I know. It's more that I fall asleep on my phone scrolling through things stupidly instead of reading a book. But this is something that I've been trying to do and then have my Apple Watch be my alarm clock.
You don't have an alarm clock?
We have one, but I feel like my watch is how the watch wakes you up is actually very nice because it's a little, it's not as jarring. It's like slightly vibrates and like brings you out of your REM cycle into being like, oh, it is time to wake up versus the poor alarm that I have my phone right now for both my timer and my alarm, which is a doorbell, which Cliff loves, I have to tell.
That's funny. That's so good.
All right. Number 39, send postcards from your holidays. Send them even if you're not on holiday.
I think this is a nice one. Who doesn't like getting a postcard? I like getting them. I like sending them. It's great.
Something in the mail besides bills. All right. And then number 40, instead of buying new shoes, get old shoes resold and buy new laces.
We just did this. We just sent our shoes to a cobbler, like that you send them in the mail to them and they send them back to you and they came back brand new.
Is this like a service? Like it wasn't like a local cobbler? I love that word. It feels so old timey.
Cobbler. And then we went to the blacksmith afterwards. I will find out for you and we can tell the listeners what it is. But like the name cobbler is like in the title. I'll send it to you and they look honestly brand new. Because if you fall in love with a pair of shoes, it's so hard to get rid of them, right? You know?
Well, especially nice shoes. Like shoes that are like
$100,
$200 that you're like, these are, I like these shoes a lot. All right. Well, that will do it for 10 ideas of easy ways to improve your life without a lot of effort. And so we will continue doing those tomorrow and for the rest of the month. But when we come back, Dr. Mike will still be here. If you have any questions for the doctor, let us know, 844-967-2789, either about your life or your lineup. But for now, we're taking a break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Ladies of the night, grease monkey, ex-junkie, winner of the fight. Walking on the streets, it's really all the same. Selling souls, rock and roll, any other game.
Offense. He was giving them the business.
Is your love life a fantasy? Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
So live your life.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. This is the segment we like to call Dr. Mike Fixes Your Life and Your Lineup, where Dr. Michael McCutcheon answers your questions about fitness, love, career, but also answers questions about fantasy football and making bets on FanDuel and DraftKings. We have a question?
We do. Texter from the 608 at 844-967-2789. For Dr. Mike, I'm heading to Vegas this weekend. Want your thoughts as what's easier to bet this weekend, prop bets or individual player stats, point spreads, or over under?
Ooh, I kind of like the player stuff, you know, the prop bets, you know, who's going to get how many yards, who's going to get, you know, how many touchdowns. I think that's going to be easier to do. I mean, the playoffs are always a time where anything goes, right? So like a lot of these games are, Minnesota is supposed to win by 3 or Dallas is supposed to win by 2. That's so close, right? Where you can miss on either side of that really easily. But you have a hunch like Mahomes is going to show out, right, and be fantastic, and Brady's probably going to be great, and Jamar Chase and people are going to be great. So I would go with player bets, prop bets, yard, touchdown, fun things like that. And I think we'll get to that a little bit later with some of these questions that were already asked as far as far as like what to bet on. So we've got some fun ones for you. So keep listening.
There will be no Packers, though. You were wrong.
I almost said Aaron Rodgers. I almost said, you know, Aaron Rodgers. You know,
how many did you end up getting wrong for the Packers?
About the Packers?
I think you got one right all season.
That's actually generous of you. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think next year it should be. I tell you what to do on all these other things, and what I tell you to do on the Packers. I'm not even kidding. Genuinely do the opposite of what I say for the Packers. Truly.
Do you, because everyone obviously in this state is talking about it, do you have a feeling if that was the last time we're seeing Aaron Rodgers as a Packer, as he walked off with Randall Cobb?
I just don't understand how he could. I feel like, I know he's got a lot of money, but 1 year to play with a good team that's only going to get better. He had young receivers. They're only going to get better, to make somewhere between $50 and $60 million, depending on how you carve it up. And he's already his place. Sure. I mean, could he go someplace like the Bay Area where he used to be and go play for the Niners? Yeah, but can they afford $55 million for him? Like, do they have that much room in their budget? I don't know if they do. I again, bet the opposite, everybody. But I do think he's probably coming back. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, because we only have a couple minutes left, we'll just stick with football. So without my league is over, I got second, which is not bad considering that I didn't even make the playoffs last year. And so we have not, the texter has been pretty quiet as far as, I'm not sure how many people were paying attention, but I was happy. I was happy with where I ended. Thank you for all of your help. And now I don't know
you might have come in first of Michael Sampson and mind his own business. That's there for true. A few weeks and That's getting true. Out of our way. Yeah.
Yes, that is true. Let's blame him.
That's right.
But also, so now that we'll get to some bets to take, but who are you cheering for in the playoffs now? I mean, I don't even know. I haven't decided who I'm cheering for now that the Packers aren't in there.
As one of our mutual contacts would say, we're just hoping that everybody has a really good time and they have a lot of fun and nobody gets hurt doing it. Honestly, in the NFC, I'm kind of rooting for San Francisco. You and I used to live there. They're a really fun team. They're great. I don't know why, I've always loved Jalen Hurts. He's the quarterback for the Eagles. He was the quarterback for Alabama. And he's always been this, like, he's back. Okay. Yeah, he won. He played last week. He won. But they have this whole week off because they're the number one seed. It's even more time to get healthy. I just root for Jalen Hurts. So I'll have a hard time if they're down there in the final four. I have a hard time rooting against him because I just really, really love that guy. He's great. So them there, and then AFC, God, I don't know. Bills or Bengals, I guess.
Bills, no. I feel like, have now become like the
America's team.
Favorite. I know. Yeah. Between it's Josh Allen, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's so cute. And he's so lovable. Not to root for that team after DeMar Hamlin is
at
the hospital. He's at home. Yeah. But yeah, it's hard not to be emotionally attached to them now. But all right, so the playoffs are here, and this is a super wild card weekend. So what's the best bet to make this weekend? If someone is new to gambling online, what's the best bet you think is the safest of them all? Not that, and no bet is actually safe.
Kristen, nothing. Yeah, that's right. Disclaimer: no bet is actually safe. That's why they say betting. Kristen's got a husband named Mike, but she has a boyfriend named Josh Allen. And I would bet on Josh Allen if I were you. I really assumed that his over/under for touchdown would be 2.5. Meaning, as we learned this year, right, Kristen? That means he's got to throw more than 3 in order for it to win. It's only 1.5. So if he throws 2 or more touchdowns against the Dolphins, who are going to be a hot mess. They don't have their starting quarterback, Tua. They don't have their backup quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater. They're going with a third string quarterback who's a rookie. So I just think the Bills are going to have the ball all game long. I don't think the Dolphins are going to have the ball. So there is a bet on DraftKings. If Josh Allen throws over 1.5 touchdowns, which means 2 or more touchdowns, it's plus 155, meaning if you bet $100, you don't win $100. You win $155. Or if you bet $10, you win $15.50. That's a great bet. As my friend AJ likes to say, hammer the over on that. Hit over 1.5 touchdowns, Josh Allen, to make 155.
All right. There you go. Heard here first. All right. Next question. What about a fun bet? One that's off the beaten path. What is something people can bet on if they want to be creative with with how mm-hmm. to win free money. I like how you keep calling it free money.
And you got to make it quick.
We got to make it quick. Okay.
Okay. Bet on, have some fun. Bet on Tom Brady to beat the Cowboys. Monday Night Football. If you bet on them straight up, then you win $120 for $100 or $12 for $10. So bet on the Bucks to beat the Cowboys, and Tom Brady keeps it alive.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that. We'll see you next week, Dr. Mike. Stick around. The Beer Baron, Chris Drosner, is here next for some beer news in Wisconsin. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
So why don't you save us all some time and give us